Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. It is the 9th of December, and we are on our newsworthy article, Why We Feel Emotions in Our Guts. It's a little bit longer than that, but that's the main topic we're going to be talking about today. But before we begin, we want to review or talk a little bit about what we discussed yesterday about coffee having a dramatic impact on our workout. And I am Linda, and I have two fine guests with me in the studio today.
I'm Linda C., another Linda, and it's great to be back. And something from yesterday's article that I learned was that coffee can help us, help our bodies to utilize fat as fuel.
How does that help?
Well, that would help you to be able to work out longer, run for a longer distance, or for in my case, cycle for a longer distance without getting tired and before it your body starts using your carbohydrate stores. So that's a big benefit that's claimed here that coffee would give you.
Actually, a lot of people who exercise, that's what they're really trying to do is burn fat. They're not trying to burn their carbohydrate stores at all. So that is a great benefit.
Yeah.
And what about you?
Well, this is Josh. I'm very glad to be back to discuss these interesting articles with everyone here today. I always learn something interesting whenever I go through these. And yesterday in particular, I had no idea that caffeine could actually make your muscle contractions stronger. Now, I've always heard that caffeine has a lot of connections with health, energy, general sense of well-being. But the idea that it can actually affect the calcium levels in your muscles, which then makes your muscles contract with greater efficiency, more power, it's brand new to me.
Okay, and those are just two of the perks. And this is a word that stood out to me from yesterday. Perk is an advantage. And so I think that we've talked, even here on Advanced Studio Classroom, we've talked about caffeine and its cancer-fighting perks and some of its longevity perks. And now we're talking about caffeine in the form of coffee, drinking in the form of coffee, and the perks coming from that. So that's a good word for you to add to your vocabulary. And today we have a totally different topic that we're going to be talking about, also having to do kind of with health and how things make us feel. Coffee is known to increase our endurance, according to the article. And I think for those of us who drink it, we know that to be true. And today we're going to talk about something also very, very interesting. It has to do with our stomachs and our feelings. And if you have your magazine with you, your Advanced magazine, you can open it to page 19. And we're going to divide this article into three separate sections for reading. So we're going to start on page 19 in the left-hand column and read through line 20.
Why we feel emotions in our guts, and what microbes have to do with it. A Q&A. In the dark, oxygen-free zone of our large intestines, a vast community of life is flourishing. Scientists say there are more than 100 trillion microbes living there. In his new book, The Mind-Gut Connection, Dr. Emeryn Mayer explains how these microscopic organisms insert themselves into the running dialogue between the brain and the gut. In the process, he says, they help determine how stressed out we get, when we get sick, and how quickly we recover. Mayer spoke to the Los Angeles Times about the tiny creatures that may have an outsized influence on our physical and psychological health.
So here we're seeing that we feel emotions in our guts. And our guts means our stomach and our intestines, right?
Right. Refers to that area of our body. But when we use guts just in everyday language, we don't think about it too much. Like when someone says, go with your gut, right?
Your gut feeling.
Yeah, your gut feelings. Go with your instinct, you know, what, you know, you feel is right, or the, you know, your instinctual feeling.
Right.
Yeah, I would say in a lot of cases when we're using it in a day-to-day way, we're not really thinking about the physical organs themselves. Mm. We're feeling more about like an internal feeling or an internal idea or an instinct as opposed to the actual organs that, you know, digest stuff.
Right. It's like if someone says, oh, I hate her guts, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
don't say that, by the way.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're not referring to the physical organ, you know, of their stomach and their intestines, but just that person, like the essence of that person.
Right. And we never say, I love your guts.
No.
Okay?
No.
We don't say that. And we shouldn't be saying, I hate your guts either, but people do say that. And notice that it says that we feel emotions there, and then what microbes have to do with it. And in the second paragraph down here, she kind of defines or really goes on to explain what microbes are. But remember, they're microorganisms, are kind of bacteria that live in our intestines and stomach that help break down food. Okay, so let's take a look at this article. It says, I like the way she started it. This is a very interesting start to an article. In the dark oxygen-free zone of our large intestines, a vast community of life is flourishing. It's just kind of a, you know, fancy way of starting this article, I thought.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very kind of catchy.
And it also sort of really paints a picture for you, too, right? You know, which is maybe a little bit too descriptive.
A dark oxygen-free zone. I thought that was so interesting. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it is. I never think about, I don't think we think about our stomachs and intestinal area being oxygen-free. But it is. And there, if you didn't know, it is a vast or very large community of life that is flourishing. And if something is flourishing, what is it doing?
Linda? It's growing or developing successfully. So they're growing in abundance.
Okay. All right. They're growing in abundance and developing there. Don't think about it, everybody. And it's amazing. There are 100 trillion microbes that live there.
That's a huge community.
A vast community. 100 trillion. So you know how small a microorganism is, or a microbe is. We're going to take a look at this new book that has been authored, The Mind-Gut Connection. And what does this book do, Linda?
Well, it was written by Dr. Mayer and explains how these microscopic organisms insert themselves into the running dialogue between the brain and the gut.
Okay, you want to really say what that means? This is pretty well penned, I think, this article.
Yeah, it's very well written, I think. Yeah. So, and it is, here, it's interesting that, you know, I've always known that there's sort of a connection between your physical wellness and the way that you feel,
mm-hmm.
right? But then it's interesting that they're getting into a little bit more of a direct connection between how the gut gets involved in this process, and the microbes, and specifically, gets involved in this process of feelings of wellness as well as being well.
Yeah, I think it really gives us an understanding of why we feel the way we do when certain things happen to us. So at the beginning of the show I said, have you ever heard anything that makes you sick to your stomach? So if you hear some bad news, why do we feel sick? You know, I mean, maybe we don't. Well, some people do kind of feel like they have to throw up if they hear some really bad news. You know, why do we feel that way? Or why does our stomach hurt when we hear some kind of negative news? And I think this is a very interesting article about why. It says, in the next sentence here on line 15, it says, in the process, he says, they help determine how stressed out we get. That is, the microbes help determine this. When we get sick and how quickly we recover. And here he's talking about being stressed out. So if we're stressed, do you feel like physically sick? Either one of you, when you've been stressed?
Well, when I get stressed, I really feel it in my stomach. Yeah, like I feel, you know, like acid production. I just feel very uncomfortable in that gut area.
Okay. How about you,
Josh? I definitely, when I get really stressed out, I'll have all sorts of, you know, physical ailments or problems that will come with it.
Mm-hmm.
So from everything from feeling sick to my stomach or nauseous to getting headachy or cranky or all sorts of different things, right? So I certainly will feel a connection between my gut and my stress level.
And our author here, the author of the Mind-Gut Connection, Mayer, spoke to the Los Angeles Times about the tiny creatures, and those are the microbes, that may have an outsized influence on our physical and psychological health. So, once again, we're connecting these two, the physical and our psychological health. And this is kind of interesting phrase, an outsized influence. You won't see this used very often, but when we're talking about an outsized something, that is an adjective, and how do we use that? Here they're talking about influence, but...
Well, so like you say, this particular expression isn't too terribly common, but what's really getting to is a much greater or much larger effect that would be expected for the size of the things that you're talking about.
Okay.
All right, so these are tiny microscopic organisms, and they have this huge influence on our whole psychological being.
And physical.
Yeah,
both
and
of them.
As well.
And both of you just described it, you know, how you feel when you get stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's both of you had physical responses to it. So there's a very direct connection. And it's so interesting that they're so small. However, they are flourishing, and there are 100 trillion of them.
There are definitely a lot of them.
It does add up, doesn't it?
Yes, that are affecting us. So they're affecting how we feel, and both physically and psychologically. So we're to the question and answer section here, and we're going to read some more and then discuss it. So follow with us. We're going to start in the left-hand column at around line 22, and we're going to go through the beginning of the next column.
Question. Why are the microbes that live in the gut important? Answer. This community plays a major role in processes of digestion, metabolism, gut health, and immune defense mechanisms. But my peak interest is the connection between the microbes and the human brain. Question. How can tiny microbes in the gut communicate with the brain? Answer. There are receptors throughout our bodies that respond to signals from the microbes or the metabolites that they produce. For example, certain microbes can influence the production of the serotonin molecule, which plays a role in appetite regulation, food intake, well-being, and sleep. That gives the microbes a tremendous ability to influence overall health states.
So we've been talking about these microbes, all 100 trillion of them, and why are they important to our body and to, well, we said it, they affect, or they have an outsized influence, so a larger than life influence on both our physical and psychological health. So why? Why are they important?
Well, they play a very important role physically, right, in our bodily process of digestion, metabolism, gut health, and immune defense mechanisms.
So, okay, so we have four kind of big words here. So digestion, I think we're all okay with. So how, you know, we eat our food and how it breaks down and we absorb energy and everything that we need from it. And metabolism, what is metabolism?
So metabolism is your body's ability in order to produce and process food into energy.
Okay. So for the, you know, we say as we get older, our metabolism slows down. I mean, that's what people say. So that's why it's often said that it's more difficult as people get older to lose weight because their metabolism is slower. Or if you have a high metabolism, we say, then you can eat anything you want and you never gain weight, if we're just talking about that part of it. But we see that this community, I love this person's phrasing, this community of microbes plays a major role here in these two, also in your gut health. So it's important to protect these microbes, actually, because you want your stomach, which affects your digestion and your metabolism, to be healthy. And it also affects your immune defense mechanisms. What does that mean? Immune defense mechanisms.
And that just refers to your body being able to defend itself against any foreign material or in keeping you healthy so that you don't get sick.
Okay. And so, yeah, any kind of flu or stomach, food poisoning, things like that. Okay. But this person's peak interest is what? What is it, Josh?
Well, their peak interest here is the connection between these microbes, these little, you know, community that's flourishing in your guts, and the direct connection to your brain.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what this whole article actually is about this connection, right? So how can they? How can these tiny microbes, this is the next question, in the gut communicate with our brain? How do they do this?
Well, there are receptors all throughout our body, and receptors are nerve endings that react to change in our body, or detect change, like if it's hot or cold, and then it will send signals to our central nervous system, so to our brain, so that our body also will react to whatever is being detected.
Okay, so if you touch a hot stove, if your stove is on and you touch a flame or something, you automatically withdraw your hand from that area because you've burned it, and that is your receptor feeling that heat, mm-hmm. sending it to your brain. So they respond to signals from these microbes also, not just from like our fingers. So these microbes in our gut or in our stomach, or these metabolites. And what is a metabolite? This is one of our specialized terms.
So a metabolite is an actual chemical substance that's produced that allows you to allow cells in your body in order to metabolize or to produce energy.
So all of these words are kind of, you know, related to one another, the microbes, metabolism. So this is easy to figure out, metabolites, because you just said it has to do with producing energy, right? Mm-hmm. So how we break down our food or how we absorb it and what they produce. So the example that they give here is certain microbes can influence the production of the serotonin molecule. Now, serotonin is also a chemical in our body.
Right, and it's a chemical that we actually want to have more of because it makes us feel relaxed and happy.
Okay, but also it carries messages between and transmits impulses between our nerves, right? Mm-hmm. So I just want to tell everybody, by eating chocolate, you can
increase your levels of serotonin.
Therefore, eat chocolate. So we want, as Linda said, we do want more serotonin in our bodies, and it plays a role in appetite regulation. Actually, serotonin, this molecule, does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it plays a role in our appetite regulation. So how much do we want to eat,
mm-hmm.
and food intake, how much we actually eat, and well-being and sleep. Okay, so that has to do with our states of happiness.
It's almost saying that as long as the microbes are happy, right, that'll help make you happy as well.
So keep those. Well, the last sentence here says that gives the microbes a tremendous ability to influence overall health states.
Oh, yeah.
So keep those microbes happy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just this list that we have here about, you know, our food intake, you know, our appetite. And for me, the last one is really important, sleep, because I seem to have issues with that. But, all of these things that the microbes affect really influence our overall health.
Right. And it all goes back to our little, what does she call it? Our little community of microbes living in our stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. Okay, well, let's read this last section now. We're on page 19 again and in the second column of your magazine.
Question. I definitely feel emotions in my stomach. What's going on? Answer. Every emotional state has a reflection on the gut level. Question. Are microbes involved? Answer. When we experience emotions, especially stress and anxiety, there is a release of stress hormones like adrenaline and norepinephrine. They circulate in the blood and make your heart beat faster and cause sweaty palms. We are learning now that they also influence the behavior of the microbes in your gut because they have receptors for these chemicals. We are just at the beginning of this, but there are a lot of experiments underway. The good news is, there's a lot of effort to answer all these questions.
So the first question is, I definitely feel emotions in my stomach. What's going on? And my question is, do you feel more happiness in your stomach or more unhappiness in your stomach?
Well, for me, it would be more unhappiness, because that's where I feel stress, you know, or, more negative emotions.
I definitely also feel more negative emotions in my stomach. So when I feel happy, I just feel sort of a general sense of well-being all over. But when my stomach is unhappy, or if I'm unhappy, then it's definitely localized to my stomach. However, I will say there have been times when I've had really good food and had a really nice meal. That's definitely happiness that's been centered on my stomach.
So what about the saying, well, you guys have heard the saying, I have butterflies in my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that come from these microbes that are kind of fluttering around in our stomach?
It could very well be from these microbes, you know, from what we're learning today. Yeah.
So that phrase, I have butterflies in my stomach every time I have to speak in public, what does that mean?
Just being nervous. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that before you have to, like, make some sort of public performance or anything that can really cause, like, stress or nervousness, that you feel this sort of, like, horrible sense of fluttering in your stomach that's really uncomfortable.
Right. Well, okay.
It could also be a motivator, too. Like, if you have that in your stomach, it also could be a positive thing.
Okay. Well, what's going on? I'll ask that question.
Right?
Yeah. That is the question. That, right? So we have these butterflies, or we feel our emotions there, so what's really going on? And I love the one-sentence answer here.
Right, that every emotion or emotional state has a reflection on the gut level. So that every time that you have an emotional state or emotional reaction, that there's also a result or a reflection that ends up affecting you literally in the microbes in your gut.
Right, and here has a reflection just means what you said, it has a result or it kind
of
shows there. Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever emotional state that we're feeling, it's reflecting something that's going on in our gut.
Yeah, I wonder if we're killing off all those little microbes when we don't feel well. So the last question, and this is the question, you know, are microbes involved? Okay. Do you think that they're involved? What did they say here?
Well, the answer here is pretty clear, although there's some big words in the answer there, right? So that when we experience emotions, especially those of stress and anxiety, that there is a release of these stress hormones. So like adrenaline is a good one that I think we're all familiar with, which is this, the fight or flight response, that you get this release of adrenaline into your body that helps you, you know, react quicker, stronger to a dangerous situation. But
that's why people can lift cars off people.
Exactly. So I've definitely heard of that happening, like a mother lifting a car off her child when there's nobody else around, and that's the only way in order to really save their kid from being, you know, killed, right? I'm not really familiar with the norepinephrine. This is the first time that I've heard of this substance before, but I guess it's the another hormone, right, that affects the way that your blood vessels circulate the blood. So it's actually part that's like opens up the blood vessels and causes them to have more blood rush through your body. But the idea here, or the answer here, is that all these things that happen to your body also affect the microbes that are in your gut, which is pretty fascinating.
Right. And they, or are they causing this? It says there's a release of stress hormones, okay, and we're learning now that they also influence the behavior of the microbes in our gut. So sometimes after like something like that happens, how do we feel? You know, you kind of come when this starts going away and you've lifted off the car or you've done something because of the adrenaline or whatever, all of these chemicals in your body, then it's kind of a letdown, isn't it? I mean, some people end up kind of shaking.
I was going to say, I've had that happen to me before when I've had some near, you know, close experiences. And afterwards, I definitely feel very weak and shaky, for sure, without a doubt.
And remember, it's the microbes. They are the receptors for these chemicals. So they are actually what is helping us to feel this way as well. It's really, really fascinating. So notice that it says that we're just at the beginning of this. There are lots of experiments underway. I'm sure that those are very interesting experiments. And there's a lot of effort going on to answer all of these questions. So I think that for our audience, you should remember that as we're discussing these, is that this is really the beginning of this kind of study. You know, there hasn't been a lot. We know some, but there hasn't been a lot of research into this area. I mean, I think that this is really fascinating. So I think that we're going to be hearing a lot more about it in the future.
I really hope so, because I've known for a long time that, you know, it's important to do this sort of things in order to keep your stomach and the microbes that are inside there happy. You know, some people say eating yogurt is a good thing because the cultures that are there are the good kind of things that you want to have flourishing in your guts. But there are many other bad things that can go in there that will cause some pretty high level stress. Right. But I'm very interested to see now an examination of the relationship between the two and how that can really affect your well-being.
Right. So let's keep our ears open for the new studies and the new research that's coming out. Well, we hope you will come back and join us again tomorrow for our third and last day of our newsworthy articles this month. And we look forward to seeing you then, but we have to say bye for now. So goodbye.
Bye.